Hey, everybody. Bill Caskey back at the Bill Caskey Podcast. I'm glad you're joining me today. If you're watching on YouTube, welcome. This is the studio. Got the blue light special on today. If you are listening to this prior to Friday, April the 28th, make sure you get your ticket for a free masterclass that I'm doing called The Million Dollar Seller. And I'm going to outline a framework that I believe can help you get from where you are to a radically, exponentially more beneficial result. Is it $1 million a year? That's up to you to decide. I've got a lot of questions on this. It's like, Bill, I'm in the 150K range. I'd love to get to 300, 350, 500. I don't see myself getting to a million. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about the million dollar. The million dollar seller is a euphemism for scaling results and exponential growth. And I've got 10 things that I find super high achievers do that I'm going to share with you. And we're going to dive deep into a couple of them. So that is, and go to BillCaskey.com. Top little banner, colorblind me, doesn't know what color that banner is, but it's a shade of orange, yellow, green. It's in that range. On today's episode, I want to talk to you about a conversation that I've had quite a bit over the last few years where a company wants to bring on a marketing person. And I had this happen just the other day, a client that I'd worked with over the last few years. And we had paused during January, February, March. We're going to start up again. At least we're trying to figure out exactly what we can do together. I was helping them with social media, and they said that they're looking for a marketing person, which I think is really good. I think marketing people are great. So let's get that on the table right up front. I love marketing people. The challenge is if you're looking to hire a marketing person, and if you're a salesperson listening to this, I'm going to give you some things here that you can be thinking about too. So just because you're not a marketing person doesn't mean you can't take value from this and go take some of these things, maybe not all, but some, and go execute. That's the universal sign for execute. So let's talk about what these things are. And I'm going to start with this idea that I think most marketing people are not worth much to you and to your company. And what I mean by that is you pay a marketing person, let's say $70,000 a year, $80,000, whatever, $70,000, $80,000 a year, and you have them doing tasks that you could offload on Fiverr for $500 a month. And so if you're looking at it purely economically, a lot of times the people that we pay the 70, 80 grand or whatever it is to or with are not worth it because they're not generating anything. And I think part of the problem is that they've not been trained. I mean, think about you as a sales professional. You come to this podcast maybe every week, maybe once or twice a month because you want to know how to do things better. You want to know how to look at things differently, the mindset. Marketing people don't do that. There's not many places for them to go to learn new strategies, up-to-date modern tactics and tools and media and platforms and branding and communication and messaging. Think of all the things that a marketing person needs to know or have access to. So marketing people generally are not very curious about how to grow their skills. They see themselves as a marketing person. Well, what the hell is a marketing person? That could be 17,000 different things. So I'm going to talk to you about what to look for when you're hiring a marketing person. If you must do it and you feel like you need a full-time person, that's great. I'll tell you another alternative here in a little bit, but for right now, say you need one. Number one, they must understand the marketing funnel. They must understand how exactly to take someone in the marketplace that either doesn't know your company exists or doesn't know the extent to which it exists and all the value you bring and work them through a process, through a funneling process, so that by the time you get to a call, a booking, a meeting with that person, they're well on their way to understanding what you do, how you do it, why you do it. The marketing funnel is something most marketing people just don't understand. The average amateur, and don't hire this person who says to you, we just need to get your name out there. That is not a marketing strategy. It's not. And I hear that a lot from people. We just got to get our name out there. Well, what does that mean? Get our name out there. You can spend $40 million. You can buy a Super Bowl ad, get your name out there. But is that really going to move the needle? Is that really going to generate sales? Maybe, maybe not. But there are things about the marketing funnel that your marketing person must understand. And please, whatever you do, don't make all of their jargon marketing jargon. Like, look how great we are. The look how great we are marketing people died 20 years ago. That is not what works in marketing today. So have them understand the marketing funnel. The cousin to that, number two, is have them understand the customer journey. Now, here's what happens. When I have two podcasts, the Advanced Selling Podcast and this one. And when someone books a call with me, it's probably, and they're a listener, it's probably because they've listened to 10 episodes, 100 episodes. I mean, we get calls from people who have listened since day one, and finally, after 17 years, they're ready to talk. Long selling cycle. But we didn't do anything other than produce a podcast. They listened to it, and at some point, and you might be in this boat too, at some point you say, you know what? I want some help on this journey. I want Bill to be my guide, or I want one of his team members to be my guide. So there is a journey that your customer or prospect is on. And I want your marketing person to understand, I want you to understand so you can help them understand, what is that journey? What does that look like? There's an awareness part of that journey where maybe they don't know you exist. And that's not really true, because for most of you, they know you exist. They probably have heard of you, but they might not know the extent of the value that you bring. So let's say step number one is making them aware of the kinds of work we do. That might be step one. Step two is engaging them in some way and starting to understand their plight, their dilemma, what they're trying to accomplish, their goals, their dreams, their frustrations, circumstances. Step three might be, okay, now that we understand that, here are some content we can bring to bear for them. Maybe there's a back and forth via email. Maybe there's a survey online. Maybe there's a video series that you've created. The point there is not anything of what I said tactically. The point is, it's a process. They will go from not knowing you exist to wanting to talk to you on the phone only after there are things that happen in that process. That's the customer journey. Your marketing department needs to understand the customer journey. I will tell you, most don't. Here's what typically happens. The marketing team gets direction from the CEO or the VP of sales. Hey, we need more customers. You know, our pipeline is really low. Let's go out, hammer out some emails. Let's do some email blasts. If your marketing department comes to you and says they're doing email blasts, fire them all. Fire them all. Because an email blast is so 1990s. That's not where you need to be spending your time. I'm not saying email doesn't work, but a blast where you're blasting out, here's how great we are, you need to buy from us, is a terrible strategy. It's a terrible, everybody does that. You're going to look like everybody else in your market, so don't do that. Number three. Your marketing department or marketing person needs to understand social media strategy. Social media strategy, not social only strategy. Yes, we need to know what platforms you're going to be on. Maybe it's LinkedIn. It's probably LinkedIn. Maybe it's some others. That's cool. But there needs to be a strategy. So exactly what is our plan here? What are our goals? Let's say that you have a LinkedIn strategy, and one of the goals on LinkedIn is to connect with 5,000 people and generate 50 new discussions. Okay, good. Sounds good. Over the next year, you want to connect with 50 people and have meaningful dialogue about their pains, their issues. Well, what's going to go into that? How many times are you going to need to post a day or a week? What are you going to need to post? What's the media angle to that? You're going to post videos like this. You're going to post podcast audios. You're going to post articles, quote graphics, funny videos, or are you just going to share other people's stuff? I suggest you write your own stuff. Do your own thing. Yeah, you're good enough. You're creative enough. You can write your own stuff. But what is that strategy and what's the media component of it? Your marketing person needs to understand the media part of social media. And if they don't, there's probably some help you can give them. You can probably send them places, but I would ask right up front, what's your philosophy on social media? And if they say, oh, I think you need to be out there everywhere you can, that's not a good answer. The interview process stops right there. Now, some of you are saying, Bill, you're a little harsh. I mean, people don't understand these things. Yeah, some of these things you can learn. But if they're coming into the job and they have no idea what media even is, come on. You think they're really going to be useful for you? No, probably not. Number four, understand that there is another element of competency when it comes to design that your people will either need or they can get access to. I would rather they have competency in the overall strategy and how we're going to go about doing this. And then they hire out design and hire out social media uploading, things like that. That's a whole lot better use of their time. I want them to be thinking about copywriting, writing copy for campaigns and promotional campaigns, things like that, not uploading to Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn. You can get that done for 10 bucks an hour. A 70, 80 grand person is 40, 50 bucks an hour. Don't have them doing $10 an hour work. And the same with design. Design, you need to have a creative element of this. There needs to be a brand consistency. And if that person that you're hiring doesn't have design, that's okay. Again, I'd rather have the first three here than design. Make sure you find a good designer to help you. Number five, they need to be able to solicit viewpoints from other people inside the company. Marketing people tend to write marketing copy that is old and antiquated, and it's so unreadable. It's like, whoa, another marketing letter, another email newsletter touting how great you are. No. Tell stories. Understand the stories of your business. Your marketing person should be going to salespeople, and saying, hey, Bill, marketing director here, what story happened in the past 48 hours that you can share with me? And the person, salesperson, Bill's one of the top salespeople here. Bill will say, well, I just had a client who tried this other service and they were so frustrated they sent it back. And then the marketing person says, oh, okay, let's schedule 15 minutes and I want to hear about this. And can we get the customer on the phone to do a video, or can we get them? Yeah, I can. Oh, yeah, I can do that. So now you've got a story. But if the marketing person tries to hatch all this content by reading through technical magazines, they're not going to be stories. So the marketing person has to access the people inside the company who are frontline, usually sales professionals, who have the stories that the marketing person then can take and meld into content. So those are the five things: understanding of the marketing funnel, understanding the customer journey from beginning to when they book a call and when they buy, three, social media strategy, number four, have design, outsource design unless they know it, but design is going to be an important part, and then solicit ideas and viewpoints from other people inside. So if you are in the market for a hiring manager, write these things down. I mean, these five things here, they can be a checklist for you to filter people in and out of the hiring process if you know what you're looking for. And again, there are places that you can go teach these people and send them to schools. And I think Social Media Examiner has something called the Social Marketing Society or something like that. It's $100 a month. I'm not in it, but knowing Michael Stelzner, who runs Social Media Examiner, I don't know him that well. I've talked to him a couple times on the phone. I interviewed him once. He's a really solid business guy. He's going to deliver value. $97 a month's not much. So find a place to send these people. Cool beans. I hope that helps you today. And for those of you who aren't in the marketing department, you still need to know customer journey, marketing funnel, need to understand design. Don't try to design all this stuff on yourself or by yourself. Find somebody on Fiverr or Upwork to be brand consistent with what you're doing. All right. I'll see you.